Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Hody's answering the phones, and Dan Menigan is making sure we stay on the tracks, as he always does. Chris said Magic in six. Cavs in six. Defeating the Orlando Magic in six games. I think that the Cavs win the series, and I'll say five or six games. I don't think it's going seven, and I don't think it's going to be a sweep. So if I had to pick one, I would agree with Chris. I'll go six, and I'll give you the main reason why in a second. Who do you think?
I want to say Cavs in five, but I won't. I can't. There's just a part of it.
You think the Cavs win the series, though?
Yeah, I just think this last week of kind of getting called out for what happened in that game. And if those guys all knew that JB said, this is all you're going to play, and that there is truth to that, it didn't sound that way to the playoffs, from the players after the game. But I got to think that there is some irritation for these guys. There is some expectation. They've had the first round of the playoffs circled since last year. They've been called every name in the book since losing to the Knicks last year. I mean, soft. How many times are we going to hear that about them? Not ready, unprepared, outcoached.
If they lost,
I can throw a million things at you about the Knicks that should be underneath their skin right now to motivate them to want to blow the Magic's doors off the car. That's what they should want to do. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because the Magic's a little bit better than that. It's the NBA, and teams are, even when you think teams might be far apart, they can always make a close game out of it. But I got to believe the Cavs will be highly motivated in this series to prove that they are more the team that won 18 of 20 than they are what we saw down the stretch.
I think if they had lost to Orlando last year or Washington or fill in the blank, any other team other than the Knicks, the narrative about the Cavs in the playoffs wouldn't be as strong. But because it was the Knicks, and the Knicks have such a presence in the league and with media and everything else, I think it's a bigger statement this year because of all of that. That said, I don't know if I can completely connect these dots, but I do think, and Chris absolutely right on the money with Donovan Mitchell, he's the key to the whole thing. But I'll take it even a step further. It's Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. And, you know, I don't care for the way they play together most of the time. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it looks clunky. Okay. And I don't think I can connect these dots, but I think the numbers are really interesting. In two games against Orlando, both Donovan and Darius played together. Okay, in two games. They won one, they lost one. But boy, did they score points. They combined for 58 points in the loss that the Cavs had to Orlando, and they scored 61 points combined in the win over Orlando. And I thought, all right, well, is that huge? I don't know. Darius Garland played without Donovan in one game, Cavs lost. Darius scored 18. Donovan had a 25-point game in the win that he played in when Darius didn't play. I can't look at that and think, yep, that there it is. Boom. That I don't think that's there. But it seems to me that with a backcourt for Orlando that I don't think is stellar. I don't think it's bad. Jalen Suggs is pretty tough, and you know, maybe he can play some pretty good defense. Gary Harris is a pretty good basketball player. Maybe he can pick it up. But I think the Cavs' backcourt needs to dominate in this series over the other backcourt. And then I think if that happens, Andy, I think the Cavs win the series pretty handily.
Yeah, I agree with that. Again, what you're saying is if the Cavs' backcourt can dominate, right? That's what's got to happen, isn't it? If your best player can't dominate, then you probably shouldn't be winning. And you're not going to dominate. And you're not going to win. I'm still concerned, like he said, about Donovan Mitchell's health. I need him. He might say he's 100%, but I need him to be 100%.
No, you don't think he is. Neither do I. My guess.
I don't think
Chris,
anybody does.
Chris certainly doesn't.
You know, the only thing that gave me hope was you on Monday when you said, you know what, he's got a week off. You got to give him the week off to let this thing rest and see what happened. Because I was super down coming out of that game Sunday. Super down. Just walked out of it, felt like I needed a shower after that last game, after what happened. I don't care. I mean, I know Chris said, well, we're only going to play so many minutes. It's just a bad look. That game was a bad look. It just didn't look right. No matter what. As long as you weren't playing. I mean, really, at the end of the day, as long as you weren't playing the Knicks, the Heat, Philly. Right? I don't know. I look at it that way, and then I just, you know, and then Jared Allen said, I was listening to the morning show about we got to throw the first punch. Okay, if you are really going to live up to it and play that way, then I'm down with it. But you've got to be aggressive. It's playoff basketball. You better be the team that learned something last year up against a really young team in the playoffs.
Dana, who wins?
I'll say Cavs in six, and I don't feel great.
Why? What don't you feel great about? That the Cavs win or that the number of games?
That the Cavs are the ones that do it in six. The question I have, and we're not going to find out till game one, and I toss it to the two of you guys. We know Donovan Mitchell. We know he's going to play. We know he's going to play to the best of his ability. Chris Fedor told us, hey, it's not going to be 100%, but he's going to play. Who else needs to step up for this team to make them win? That's the question I'd have. Because everybody else has a couple warts in these playoff games and play-in games if you want to throw those in.
Well, don't you think Mobley, like, we need something special out of him, too?
It may not
be this series. It could be the next if they can get past it. But.
And as Chris pointed out, Isaac Okoro has played defense against Banchero. That and Dean Wade has. I think Evan needs to step up. Banchero is a terrific player, but I think Evan is, too. And that matchup, to me, is one, and how much they're matched up, we'll see. But that, to me, is one that can't get away from the Cavaliers, if you know what I mean. It can't be absolute domination by Banchero over Mobley, even just number-wise, even if they're just not matched up against each other. They're both power forwards. Banchero cannot dominate the series. If he does, it could be a bad series for the Cavs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.